USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his hush money trial in New York.
The case is a sham, and it shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial's been orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning. Earlier, prosecution witness David Pecker, the former head of the National Enquirer, claimed that he directed payments through Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen to suppress a story about an alleged affair with a Playboy model. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop these protests.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing flat fire.
Monday, police made arrests at Yale and New York University as some protests turned violent. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Speaking in an interview with Ireland's RTE's 6-1 News, Pelosi labeled Netanyahu as an impediment to a two-state solution between Israel and Gaza. While acknowledging the U.S. recognition of Israel's right to self-defense, Pelosi argued that Netanyahu has hindered peace efforts in the region for years. The Justice Department has reached a nearly $140 million civil settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. This resolves claims regarding the FBI's mishandling of the initial investigation into Nassar, who is currently serving prison time for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes under his medical care, including members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. And three out of the 49 illegal immigrants who were dropped off by plane on Martha's Vineyard nearly 2 years ago are receiving visas to legally reside and work in the U.S. The attorney states the trio will be granted U visas designed for crime victims. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S. prosecutors have charged four Iranians in connection with a hacking campaign aimed at American federal agencies and sensitive data from defense contractors. According to an indictment unsealed in the Southern District of New York, the targets included the U.S. State and Treasury Departments, along with over a dozen companies. The hacking occurred between 2016 and 2021 and impacted more than 200,000 devices containing sensitive or classified defense information. A new report out of the State Department blames Israeli leaders and its military for creating a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attacks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're looking into things.
When it comes to allegations of incidents of, whether it's violations of international humanitarian law, rights abuses, you name it, we have processes within the department that are looking at incidents that have been raised.
The new State Department readout states reported instances of arbitrary killings, enforced disappearance, and torture by government officials there. Israel has stated it intends to complete its mission of rooting out and destroying Hamas. A Belgian man with auto brewery syndrome, a rare condition causing his body to produce alcohol, is being acquitted of drunk driving. His lawyer told Reuters it's another unfortunate coincidence that he works in a brewery, but multiple doctors have confirmed he has ABS. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.